Jim Cunningham with Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, floating back down to Earth for the second half of this radio concert. We'll be landing in Pittsburgh for the world premiere of The Elements, a five-part commission by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It was inspired by the city's environmental history and the natural elements of fire, earth, water, air, and metal. The Elements is comprised of Patrick Burke's Flourish, Bumi Jang's Awake, Matthew Rosenblum's Eliza Furness, Amy Williams' Floodlines, and Reza Valley's Ravan, or Flowing. None of the composers of The Elements heard what any of the others were writing, and they were given a good deal of creative freedom. Pittsburgh native Patrick Burke, who composed the first movement, Flourish, chose the elements of water and earth as metaphors for the growth and development of the city of Pittsburgh.
Instead of looking in the past, I wanted to look to the future in the hopes that Pittsburgh would continue to flourish into the 21st century.
Bumi Jang, who wrote Awake, was concerned with Pittsburgh's recent drop in the number of trees in its urban areas.
After a quick search, I found that Pittsburgh's urban forest is clearly in decline. The first concept I employ is a barren city with all dead trees. The beginning part of the piece describes a desolate cityscape with a melancholy mood. The second concept is the Pittsburgh Three Rivers with full vitality, and the music focuses on building up an intense energy.
The third section of Elements, Eliza Furness, was written by Matthew Rosenblum. He was inspired by the Eliza Furness 60 miles east of Pittsburgh, one of the few remaining iron furnaces in the United States.
The work is actually dedicated to the iron workers, past and present, in Pittsburgh. And as a little bit of research for the work, I visited some of the iron furnaces that remain in the area, the most famous of which is the Carey Furnace. And I visited that site and was really struck by the enormity of the facade that's left there. But also the decaying metallic structure had very interesting colors, and I just was imagining what the sounds and the energy would have been like when it was actually a working furnace. So the original idea was for the movement to have a very gritty and industrial and also metallic sonic quality.
Fourth composer of The Elements, Amy Williams, said her Floodlines is inspired by an important event in Pittsburgh history, the flood of 1936.
What struck me was the photographs of these faces, of people helping each other, of people concerned, but sort of stoic and focused and solving a problem, and that seemed to capture something of the history of Pittsburgh and the kind of wonderful people that inhabit the city. The floodwaters rose very fast right into downtown. You can still see there are lines on some of the buildings that indicate how high the floodlines got in downtown.
The Elements closes with Flowing, written by Reza Valley.
I was very much influenced by seeing the waters of the Yarkegani River, and that gave me the idea to write the piece. The piece is pretty fast, as the white waters of the Yarkegani, and is divided into three sections. It is a classical scherzo form. It starts with the scherzo, very fast. Then it has a much calmer section, middle section, the trio, and comes back to the scherzo. And I always imagined that this would be the fast white waters of the Yarkegani with the fast section, and a little bit calmer waters on the trio section, and then back to the fast white waters, which is the repetition of the scherzo section.
Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the world premiere of The Elements by Patrick Burke, Bumi Jang, Matthew Rosenblum, Amy Williams, and Reza Valley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in The Elements, a collaboration with Patrick Burke, Bomi Zhang, Matthew Rosenblum, Amy Williams, and Reza Valley. All five composers were a joy for Manfred Honeck to work with.
It's always fun to hear a piece's first time and to have be part of a world premiere. We should never forget 100 or 200 years ago, there was in every program, there was a world premiere, a new piece. And the excitement was very, very big to hear a new piece. Nowadays, we used to hear our favorite composers like Beethoven, Gustav Mahler, Mozart. But anyway, it's exciting to have our Pittsburgh own composers.
This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast brought Gustav Holst's The Planets, followed by The Elements from Patrick Burke, Bomi Zhang, Matthew Rosenblum, Amy Williams, and Reza Valley. Jim Cunningham with you. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio taking it back to basics with five composers inspired by fire, earth, water, air, and metal. Harvard math professor and composer Tom Lehrer wrote a song your chemistry teacher might have played for you, using the tune from Gilbert and Sullivan's I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General to identify the elements as we knew them in 1959.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
The Elements, written and composed by Tom Lehrer in 1959. It can be found on his albums Tom Lehrer in Concert, More of Tom Lehrer, and An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer. Pittsburgh is forever linked to Lehrer by way of a review in the Pittsburgh Sun-Telegraph of the Lehrer concert in the Pittsburgh Symphony's home, Carnegie Music Hall. It described the evening as vulgarity. Tom Lehrer had the last laugh. The paper is long out of business, but his music is still heard in chemistry classes everywhere. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast brought you the elements from five Pittsburgh composers just a few minutes ago. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio began in space with Gustav Holst's The Planets and will return to the cosmos now. NASA's interstellar space exploration probe Voyager was launched June 16, 1977, bearing greetings from Earth to any fellow travelers in the cosmos in over 30 languages and a golden record with samples of music from Earth. The record contained music from Russia and Peru, along with Louis Armstrong's Hot 7 performing Melancholy Blues and the recording of Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Goode. The Budapest Quartet offers the Cavatina from the Beethoven String Quartet Opus 13. We hear Otto Klemperer's Beethoven 7th Symphony, Stravinsky conducting his own Rite of Spring, and the Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 with the Munich Bach Orchestra conducted by Carl Richter. Carl Sagan at Cornell University led the committee that chose the music for the space record. Progress does march forward as the clock turns. Here is a performance of the Bach from 1998, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 with George Vosburgh, Pittsburgh Symphony Trumpet. Igor Kipnis is at the harpsichord, Andres Cardenas plays the violin and conducts. Music that accompanies the interstellar spacecraft Voyager, launched into space on the 16th of June, 1977, with a gold record, including the Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. This performance was the Pittsburgh Symphony with Andres Cardenas playing the violin and conducting, George Vosburg, our principal trumpet, in the trumpet solo, January 16, 1998, at Heinz Hall. This edition of Pittsburgh Symphony Radio had the micro with a world premiere of The Elements and the macro with Gustav Holst's The Planets. Not long ago, we had Captain Sulu here from Star Trek, George Takei, appearing in a Pittsburgh Symphony concert called Sci-Fi Spectacular.
One of the great gifts from Star Trek, I must say, is the fact that my professional colleagues have become lifelong friends. We consider ourselves a Star Trek family. At our wedding, Walter Koenig was our best man, and Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhura, we asked her to be our matron of honor. But she said, "I am not a matron. If Walter can be the best man, why can't I be the best lady?" And we said, "Absolutely, you are our best lady." Bill Shatner is also a member of that Star Trek family. And here during the holiday seasons, when we all get together for reunions, you know, every family has that eccentric, crazy uncle that shows up. And in our family, Star Trek family, we have our Uncle Bill.
Of the movies, do you have a personal favorite, one that you would recommend to the casual Star Trek fan he absolutely should not miss of the films after the television show?
Inevitably, they all land on Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, where we have a brand new captain in a brand new ship, bigger than the Enterprise, the Excelsior, and at the center chair sits Captain Sulu, my favorite, and I do think that's the best of the Star Trek movies.
George Takei, Captain Sulu, who beamed down to Heinz Hall for a concert called Sci-Fi Spectacular. It concluded with John Williams' Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Here's John Williams conducting his own music with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Music John Williams wrote for Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He recorded it in 1977 in WQED's Studio A with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The composer conducting, it was for Previn and the Pittsburgh, the series seen on PBS. George remembered great moments from Star Trek, and he narrated the speech from The Day the Earth Stood Still with music by Bernard Herrmann. It's time to beam me up, Scotty. I'm Jim Cunningham. Our interstellar journey has come to an end on this station, but we're sending the radio waves out into the always expanding final frontier with hope of finding fellow Beethoven lovers. Remember, there are only two orchestras in the world that have their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You will find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQEDFM.org. Listen. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Listen again. Write for your free program guide. The overall color scheme for the radio guide is daffodil yellow. It will add a bit of cheer to your desk or fridge. You will receive a radio guide and a Pittsburgh Symphony program reading light by writing to 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Visit the website, psoradio.org, or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold Chambers. Carnegie Mellon University's Adrian Lotto helped out with script writing. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who have underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.